Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
As Bob was punching out of the Packer season with a quarter to go on Sunday, week 17,
half, I think,
I implored him to keep watching because I wanted him to be present to watch the final dying, wheezing gasps of Brett Hundley playing his last quarterback ever for your football team, that you will never have to watch him again. I would hope that he's not going to be on the roster next year.
They put in Joe Callahan in the last two
they
minutes.
They did?
They did.
I missed the Callahan time?
I missed the Callahan time.
Oh, well. That's like preseason. I'll see that in July again.
Yeah, well,
but if the highly
see it earlier.
But if the highly successful football coach is allowed to come back, who really loves his quarterback room and believes in Brett Hundley, then who's to say that you will not be rid of
the seven car? Well, you know why we're not going to have him back? Because we're going to have a new GM who's going to tell him, "You're not having that guy back."
Right. You can have anybody else you want. You can't have that guy.
Well,
we're not going
to
put up.
How would
that.
You feel about this? We go to the scrap heap. We get some guy who's been around the league a little bit.
Colin Kaepernick? Because that's the quarterback who was in play when McCarthy said that.
Yeah.
True.
Do you think Kaepernick would have been better than Hundley?
Yes.
Do you?
I do.
With 1,000% better. Yeah.
But that's easy to say when, you know, there's nothing to how am I proven wrong or right on
that? Well, and for 2 or 3 years, I sat here and complained how Colin Kaepernick sucked around the rest of the league unless he played the Packers and he'd have record days.
Right. He'd run for 162 yards and throw for 400 more.
Yeah.
If Kaepernick had played for you guys, had stood for the anthem, which, by the way, he said he was going to do.
Yes, he did.
If Kaepernick had played for you, had stood for the anthem, and had won 2 more games to then hand Aaron Rodgers a much more viable postseason winning record once his return, tell me you would not have been absolutely delighted with that.
Oh, boy.
Tell
then
me.
Then I'd just be a total sports whore with Colin
right.
Kaepernick
That's
as my
right.
dirty quarterback
right.
taking my team into
yeah.
the playoffs.
Taking
so,
the money off
so
the
Colin
dresser
Kaepernick,
on your way out of the room.
So
That's
Colin
right.
So Colin Kaepernick is totally irredeemable in your eyes.
No. No, if you
I'm asking Bob. I'm asking Brian.
I'd
feel like a whore.
Yeah, I don't
what
think
if
I
would have
liked it.
What if you said, okay,
you
know
there
what?
And slam this guy all this time, and then he comes in and, I guess it's okay because he got my team in the playoffs.
But he wasn't going to do what we were slamming him for. He said, I'll
right.
stand for
exactly.
the anthem.
Right. That's what makes it tricky.
So if he comes
what
in.
What if he had said, hey, you know what? I'm not going to do that because I'm moving past that. And he never said maybe I was wrong in the way I presented my protest, but at least he said he was not going to do that this year. So I don't, me personally, I would have welcomed him back. I would have said, fine. I wouldn't have bought a jersey.
Sure.
But yeah, the name of the game is winning.
Yeah.
Think about this. You might be sitting there getting ready for a playoff game right now. If that had been the case, yeah, you would have done that. But that would have then kept the entire regime in place, and you don't want that.
But
and
think
now
of all the douchebags
the regime
and
is
everybody
crumbling.
We've talked about on teams. They're going, I don't want the guy. Feel
well. That's the thing. There's bigger douchebags than Kaepernick. Yeah. Like I disagree strongly in the strongest terms of the how and the why of his protest, not necessarily. Wait a minute. Let me back that up. I disagree with the venue and the nature of his protest. I don't necessarily disagree with the how and the why of it. Although policing and police fatal shootings, it's a tricky thing if you do the research on it, and there's a lot of different factors. So without getting too deep in the weeds on that, I can just say, okay, I appreciate your stance on the issue. And I support your right to speak out about it. I just think you should not do it during the anthem. But now that you've said you're not going to, then we're cool. Let's go play football. Let's win some damn games.
Okay.
Yeah. And if there's no other dust-ups too, right? He's just in playing quarterback
right.
and there's not a new cause. There's not
right.
a anything else. It's
Remember,
just,
you yeah. had Martellus Bennett on the team.
This was a bad year.
Yeah.
It was a bad year.
That's what I say. Yeah. I like to be a fan of the team. I like to be a fan of the guys. Like if Vontaze Burfict got you to the Super Bowl.
Yeah. And now you're going to get a whole new regime, maybe with the old head coach still in charge, which you still feel, Bob.
I still think he's going to be sent packing when we get a new GM. Okay. I just do.
Does it calm you at all that there is a search firm being employed for the new GM?
No, because Mark Murphy said, I will make the decision.
Yeah, but I saw several people on Twitter say search firms are the biggest scam going in the NFL. That if you don't have a phone and a list of names, you're not doing your job. Why do you need a search firm to go, oh, here's a good guy?
Well, if you're going to fire your GM, you better have one in mind, right? Before you fire the guy who's in the chair.
He's so horrible. You know.
You should have somebody in mind all the time.
Well, you're right. If Mark Murphy doesn't, then he should be fired, too. If he's going, geez, I should have kept a list. I'm really in the hole here.
What do they do if they don't do that?
And how will we know if he kept a list? He's not going to tell us, boy, I wasn't ready for that. That was tougher than I thought.
Oh, boy, I came up quickly on so me
he,
there. We got
he's
no idea.
Got a list, and he just wants to hear what the research firm says to verify what he thinks already.
He said, we want to do this quickly, but we also want to get the right guy.
Like you have to do it quickly, right?
Yeah, because it's scramble time now, right?
Well, unless there's somebody that you think is going to get away.
There's a marketplace there. People are scooping up.
Anytime I hear when I hear him say, we want to do it quickly, but we got to get the right guy, I think to myself, the old Army or engineering axiom, you can have something either cheap, fast, or good, pick two. Cheap, fast, or good,
fast
pick
and good.
Two.
Fast
Which
and good.
Ones do you want? You want fast and
fast
good?
Fast and good.
It's not going to be cheap.
This league makes so much money, I don't care. They can cover that.
All right.
Now, the Packers are flush.
You want it cheap and good? Okay, it's not going to be fast.
Yeah. I want it fast, I want it good.
You want it fast and cheap? Oh, okay. Well, then it's not going to be good.
Damn! Jeez!
Brian, you get two out of... You get two out of the three.
Right.
You don't fast, get three. Good, cheap.
I'll take good and...
You want good. Do not sacrifice good. You want good.
I'll take good and cheap.
Good. Why not good and fast?
You're going to be fast then.
You're not...
All right, I'll take good and fast then.
And you're going to have to pay. Bring your money. Bring your money.
So I have faith in your boy Mark Murphy, who is a Redskin... as far as I'm concerned, but you know he's got some Packer blood
red
in him
skin
now
by
well.
Pedigree, but yeah, he's been with you guys for a long time. Yeah. And nobody is. And what will Ted Thompson's new internal job be?
Like Head Brian, of the snack like Brian bar? Said, he's gonna
get that Titletown thing. Have you seen the big Super Bowl ring?
I have,
right up there by the skating rink.
Wouldn't it be great if they made him run the sledding hill? Just stand up top there and have his arm out like, hold on, wait, and go. Hey, didn't you used to be the general manager? Did you see the shot of him they caught in week 17 up in the luxury suite, just looking like a zombie?
Yeah.
Weekend at Bernie's?
Yeah.
Not a good look.
No.
The last guy that caught a look like that was the coach around your parts who fell asleep at the combine.
Right.
If you're going to be in invisible sight lines at the stadium as a season is going down the tubes, you better look alive. Hup, 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 hup. You better be like the most energetic, focused
you
guy.
You at least have to have your mouth closed and be leaning forward in your seat.
That's right.
A minimum. Yeah. And probably your jacket off. I want to see your sleeves rolled up leaning forward.
Right.
Your mouth closed.
Look the part at least. Because the fans don't want to see you napping.
I want to see you
when the whole world is going to.
Brian, what is this pose that I'm striking here?
You have your elbow, cupped in your other hand?
Yeah, and my hand.
You have your thumb on your chin and your finger over your lips?
Over my lip watching
it's
the game.
It's a pensive pose.
Right.
I'll give that a number 7 pensive.
Okay. Something like that as you're watching the game, shaking your head like, what the hell was that? What the hell was that?
So question, boys, when was the last time there was this much upheaval in Packerland?
When they fired Sherman, and they hired Thompson, and they hired McCarthy.
Got it.
Yeah. So we've been here before.
I know. And I've been there with you. I just, I don't remember it because it was quite a while ago.
And I remember being relieved that Sherman was gone.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, that I'm a firm believer. I'm a firm believer. And you guys can disagree if you want. And it's sports talk here, so that's kind of the rule. That the message gets lost after a while.
Wrong! You're totally wrong, Bob. Mike McCarthy is a very successful football coach, and he's top five offensively.
Wow, that actually
His schemes
me.
Are elegant, and he is going to be a success wherever he goes.
I just think you lose somehow. I don't know if you become less intense or the team
player turnover is such that,
right.
Even if some guys are tired of your shtick, there's a whole new batch of guys coming in that haven't
right.
had
so
your
So what happened?
There's not a whole new batch.
No, but there's a
it's on the margins.
Football has a high turnover rate.
Sure.
Yeah.
Even on good teams.
Yeah. So I just think you need to freshen up every now
and then. Oh, I agree.
Unless you're Belichick.
There are McCarthy defenders out there though that are pretty staunch. And they let me hear from them whenever I pipe up about get rid of this guy. So
Steve and I had this conversation yesterday, so we'll just reenact it for you. I want to see the 10
teams.
I want to see
the 10 teams that'll hire him tomorrow.
That are supposedly ready to line up and hire him tomorrow. Because like Steve said.
Which I said, fine, I'll drive him there. What do I care?
Right, you take him.
Like, oh, wow, well, someone else going to hire him, huh?
Not the Browns.
If you're dumping your girlfriend,
who do you care?
Why do you care who she's going to sleep with next? You're dumping her.
Yeah.
Time for something else, something better, something different.